At Link Humans, we've spoken to countless HR leaders from around the world, all trying to measure employer brand. The Employer Brand Index is used by GE and Unilever on a quarterly basis to uncover and measure their reputation as an employer, with a final score they can track over time to see how things are changing. We look at what candidates, employees, and alumni say about your organization in an employment context. If you're looking to research your employer reputation, or if you're developing an EVP, this would be the perfect time to create your Employer Brand Index baseline. You'll get a full report of insights and recommendations that you can use to improve your employer brand over time. Head over to employerbrandindex.co and start measuring.
Hey, Sunspacer! Yeah, that's me sounding like a jet engine. It's Jorgen Sundberg here with the Employer Branding Podcast by Link Humans, London's employer branding agency. Now, any frequent flyers here? I bet you notice how happy your cabin crew seems when you spend a few hours together with them. I've always wondered myself how you keep morale high and costs low. We'll find out today in this week's episode. Let's start the show. Sherry Conway, how are you doing?
I am good. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Now, what do you do and where do you work?
So I am with Southwest Airlines here in Dallas, Texas, and I am the Senior Director of People here at Southwest Airlines. And our people department is actually Human Resources. It's logical that we gave it the name People Department because the most important asset at Southwest Airlines is our people.
Right. Okay. So Southwest Airlines, for those who are not familiar with the brand or never flown on one of your planes, can you give us just a short summary, a story of how it came about?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So Southwest is a Texas-based airline. We are in our 48th year of service.
Wow.
And we are the nation's largest domestic carrier with nearly 60,000 employees. We have about 4,000 flights a day to 99 destinations in the United States and 10 additional countries. And more exciting than anything, we just announced our intention to fly to Hawaii. So we're very excited about that. Southwest has always been known for our people-centric philosophy. We were founded by Herb Kelleher and Roland King. They actually were sitting in a bar in San Antonio one night, and they came up with this great idea on a napkin, and they called it the Texas Triangle. And we, our first three cities that we served were Dallas, Houston, and San Antonio.
Great. And where's the hub today?
Our headquarters is here in Dallas. We have large mega stations in Baltimore, Chicago, Houston, Las Vegas, Oakland, Chicago, Orlando, and I hope I got them all. We don't have a hub and spoke system. We are more a point-to-point carrier, and so that's why we have all of these other larger hubs or locations around the United States.
Great. And how many employees does Southwest have?
We have 60,000 great employees.
Great. And so you mentioned culture there. How would you describe the corporate culture at Southwest? And also, what made you join and what keeps you there?
Absolutely. So from day one, culture was very important to Southwest Airlines. In fact, we have an entire department dedicated to culture. It's our culture services department. And they are charged with championing culture throughout each department. Every employee at Southwest knows that it's their responsibility to continue and promote and preserve the culture that we have here. it's woven into all aspects of our business and also our employee lives, from the way that we treat each other to the way that our company puts our employees first. There's three things that we really focus on, and that's we want our folks to appreciate each other. We want our folks to take the time to recognize one another. We have lots of internal award programs. We have a Winning Spirit Award. We have several prestigious company awards that are given away at annual banquets. And so recognizing the service that our employees give to the company is very top of mind for us. And then the last thing that we really focus on is celebrating. We are known for lots of fun events, and we want people to celebrate small accomplishments to those large accomplishments. We do have annual company-wide celebrations, and just as an example, we have spirit parties where we will pick a location and people are invited to bring guests and come and enjoy each other's company. It's like a huge family reunion when you go to one of those spirit parties. We have a chili cook-off every year. Every February, we have a rally, and it's kind of our State of the Union address, where Gary Kelly, our CEO, will go and give the State of the Union on what's happening with the company. People can come and ask him questions. We have a party afterwards. Everything kind of always ends with a party at Southwest. But we have a party afterwards, again, for people to network, see each other, and kind of have that family reunion.
So a very strong culture, in other words. And is it fair to say that Southwest is a no-frills, more like a budget airline?
So we are a low-cost airline. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say that we're no-frills. We are able to do lots of things for our customers. We are the only airline at this point where the first two bags do fly for free, and there are no change fees. So we are very proud of that when you look at the airline industry today. Yeah. And we look at ways that we support our customers and look at that customer experience. And we also look at the employee experience. And you had asked me also, you know, why am I working at Southwest Airlines and why do I stay here? I am one of those kids that when I was little, I knew I would work for an airline. I just didn't know what I would be doing. I didn't know that I would end up in HR or the people department. But I always had a fascination for aviation and traveling and being able to go places on a whim. And so that's how I got into the airline industry. And I have been at Southwest now. I'm in my 25th year. And so it has been an adventure. And what really keeps me at Southwest, it goes back to the people that I work with. I enjoy getting up and going to work every day. And the surveys that we have given our employees, over 80% of our folks have said that they feel like Southwest is a calling for them, and that's why they stay. Mm. You know, I love what I do every day. I know I make a difference in the lives of employees, the lives of candidates. And you know, we're here to provide that great support and hospitality to folks.
Great. So 25 years. I imagine you've racked up quite a lot of these internal awards then. I'm sure you have an impressive collection. So at this place where many employees see as a calling, what talent challenges might the airline be faced with?
That's a good question. We talk about this every day, and we try to find ways to combat this, but really in the United States right now, our biggest challenge is just the very low unemployment rate. So, you know, the good thing is the economy is strong and people are working, but man, people are working. And so trying to find that talent and be as competitive as possible for that talent. And a lot of folks ask us, well, are you competing against the other airlines in the United States? And in some aspects we are, but in a lot of aspects, we're competing against the Amazons, the Home Depots, the Starbucks, those other companies that have great hospitality, that have great workers. We compete against them as well. And so just focusing on how to attract those passive candidates is something that we talk about every day.
Gotcha. And talk to us about the employer brand strategy. What does it look like? How did it come about?
So fortunately, Southwest Airlines has a world famous culture, and we have that reputation for putting our people first. So the employment brand has been able to kind of ride those coattails of our company brand. And so that really does allow us to recruit the best. Really, our customers and our passengers, they are our best advocates for promoting people or referring people to come and work at Southwest Airlines, because that's what they see us when they fly us or when they call into our call centers. Or when they're at the airport, they see the great people that we have hired and the culture that we have. We get letters from parents that say, will you please hire my son? Or will you please hire my daughter? I think you guys would be a great place to work. Last year alone, we received over 300,000 resumes. We hired about 6,000 folks, which means just over 2% that applied were hired. We do have the interest, but it's finding that right person to work at Southwest. When you talk about our brand strategy, there's three things that we look for in a candidate, because we want to hire people that already live this way. And we call it living the Southwest way. And when you live the Southwest way, we look for people that have a warrior spirit, a servant's heart, and a fun-loving attitude. A warrior spirit is someone that takes pride in working hard. They have that desire to do the best, to give 110% every day. So we look for people that already have that value that we expect in our folks. A servant's heart is we really live by the golden rule. So we look for people who want to take care of others, who want to serve others. In essence, it's treating others with respect. It's putting others first and demonstrating a proactive customer service and taking care of your Southwest family. So we look for people with a servant's heart. And then, of course, a fun-loving attitude, because really, we want people to have fun at work. As we know, most people spend a majority of their time at work. And so we want you to enjoy what you do at Southwest Airlines. And so we take our work very seriously, but not ourselves. So again, we have great flight attendants. We have great pilots, our customer service agents that are working with our customers. But you see that same thing when you come to our corporate headquarters or when you come to the office. We enjoy each other's company. We like to have fun together. You should see Halloween at Southwest Airlines. It's kind of like a national holiday for us. Everybody definitely gets into it. And it's just a fun day for everybody. So when we look for people, we look for people that already have these qualities that can live the Southwest way, and it's just natural and it's easy for them.
And so that's, so you kind of staked out what type of people you're looking for would be right for the company. What is the people promise in return? What did they get out of it?
Mm-hmm. When our leaders many, many, many years ago wrote the mission statement, and when most companies write a mission statement, they talk about profit or they talk about customers or making money. A majority of our mission statement is dedicated to our employees. So I'm going to read it to you real quick. It says, we are committed to provide our employees a stable work environment with equal opportunity for learning and personal growth. Creativity and innovation are encouraged for improving the effectiveness of Southwest Airlines. Above all, employees will be provided the same concern, respect, and caring attitude within the organization that they are expected to share externally with every Southwest customer. So from the very beginning, our people promise is that we will take care of our people, because we see it kind of as a very simple philosophy that when you take care of your people and they love their job, they will in turn take care of our customers. And when our customers are happy, they come back. And when they come back, that certainly makes our profit sharing happy and our board happy and our investors happy. And so we really see it as that kind of people-centric philosophy.
Yeah, absolutely. That's amazing. That's the mission statement. It's all about people. Right. And I'm just thinking, so if you get these 300,000 applications, you only hire 6,000 people. Is there a way that you perhaps should be clear in communicating that we only hire people who are exactly living up to these specific values? If you're not that person, do not apply. So to save time for everyone.
Well, we try to do a good job, and I know we were going to talk a little bit about technology and that. We just implemented a front-facing web page on our applicant tracking system on our website that gives you more information about who we are at Southwest Airlines and what can you expect when you come to Southwest Airlines. And so we want to give our candidate as much information so that they can make a really good decision on do they want to apply for a particular job or not. We want to make sure those that apply for the ramp agent position, they know that in Phoenix, Arizona, it's going to be 114 degrees out on that ramp, or in Chicago, Illinois in the wintertime, it's going to be minus 14 degrees on that ramp. And so we want to make sure people are fully prepared with the information before they apply for a job.
Yeah, that's great. I think that's so important. So giving people the option to opt out themselves. Right. And in terms of communicating and activating your people promise and your fantastic culture, do you rely on word of mouth there, or do you still have to go out and tell people about Southwest?
Well, we do. We have a lot of reminders around our headquarters and our buildings and other airports. We post Living the Southwest Way and our mission statement every place that we can find a place to post it. We talk about it from the very beginning in our interview process. When you are hired onto Southwest Airlines, on your lanyard where you wear your ID, you are given a card that has everything on it so you can look at it and be reminded of it on a daily basis. And these values are a part of how we reward people for performance. It's on everybody's performance appraisal. And so it's built into everything that we do.
Great. And do you track the best source of hire? Will it be referrals or some of these values up on the wall? Do you know where people come from, and where do you get your star performers from?
That's a great question. I have two answers for that. For tracking with our new CRM product that we just launched in May, that will help us with more robust reporting that we didn't have before. But on the other side of that, I have always said that we have 60,000 great recruiters at Southwest Airlines. Every employee has that opportunity to talk to people about working at Southwest Airlines and what it's like to be here and the career path that you can have. And so we do rely on our employees a lot to talk about Southwest Airlines, but we also have a strong partnership with Glassdoor. We also utilize Workfor, which is a social distribution tool that our employees can voluntarily sign up to use. And many, many have because they do want to tell their friends about it. So we don't use job boards, and we don't have a formal referral process, even though we could always, we have that in our hip pocket. We could always pull that out if we need to on specific positions that we struggle with. So I can't say there's one specific source that is the best, but I have to say, you know, you have to put everything all together because you can't just go at it from one angle. You've got to look at all the opportunities to pipeline and get those people in.
Yeah, absolutely. And are there any initiatives in terms of getting the word out there that you're particularly proud of?
There is. We have had a college internship program that's been very successful over the years. But when we sat down and thought about it, by the time somebody gets into college and is about to graduate, they kind of already know what they want to do. And sometimes people don't think about aviation. And so what we have done with our, we call it our Campus Reach program, we have looked at that strategy and we have expanded it from just the colleges. We now go into high schools and we now go into middle schools to get those folks thinking and excited about aviation. I mean, what it's like to be a pilot and what it's like to be a mechanic, what classes you would need to take, the opportunities that you would have. And so we really have expanded the students that we reach out to on our Campus Reach programs. We have a summer camp for employees' kids to come in and spend a week with us, and they get to see a big picture view of how this airline works. We have some of those summer campers since we started it about 4 years ago that now work for us because they got so excited about it during that time. We have an Adopt-a-Pilot program, which connects our pilots to fifth grade classrooms around the country for a four-week educational and mentorship program. And they follow that pilot, that classroom follows the pilot around on the trips that he or she has. And they look at the weather they're going through. They look at he sends them any information about where their mechanicals and this is what we had to do. They talk about meteorology. They talk about aerodynamics and all of the STEM things that you would need to know. So it's a really good way to broaden our reach and educate younger kids to get them excited about aviation.
Great. Okay. And so we flip it. Are there any hard lessons that you could share with us that our listeners should try and avoid?
Absolutely. We all have those hard knocks. One of the things, we talked a little bit about technology, and we did not upgrade our applicant tracking system for a long time. And after the recession in 2008, 2009, we posted our most popular position, which is the flight attendant position, on an old system. And we had so many candidates trying to apply at the same time that not only did we knock out our applicant tracking system, we knocked out the Southwest.com system. So needless to say, that day I had lots of phone calls trying to figure out what happened. So since then, we do have a new applicant tracking system, and we have implemented our CRM. Our partner is Phenom, looking at that candidate experience.
Yeah. Okay. So let's talk about technology. So you use Phenom People. What's the ATS?
ISIMS.
ISIMS. Okay, great. And what are some of the other techs that you couldn't live without?
Right now, those are the only two hard technology things that we've implemented. And so we've, you know, there's so many opportunities when you go to an HR technology conference, you can get overwhelmed. And so we want to make sure that we are doing these things right and solidly before we add anything else on. We would love to do text recruit. We would love to do video interviewing, automated reference checks. I mean, there's all these things that are on our wish list. But we want to make sure we're very strategic in when and how we implement those.
Yeah. You mentioned previously about the social ambassador program, I think, employee advocacy. Do you have a platform for that, or is it more on an informal basis?
So employee, we have, I guess you need to restate your question.
So I think you mentioned earlier about, I think you call this maybe something employee ambassadors. So where people are actually spreading the message on social media.
Okay.
Is there a platform in place for that, or does that just happen organically?
It's called Workfor.
Okay, yeah, I know that.
Yeah, and so that's what we use to leverage that social platform to distribute those jobs. Again, it's voluntary for our folks to do if they want to sign up for it. Mm-hmm. But it's people do love it, and they love to share, what we have to offer.
Right. Okay. And how do you measure return on investment on employer brand or maybe even culture in general? Mm-hmm.
The biggest indicator that we have is our turnover at Southwest Airlines. We have, again, 60,000 employees, and our voluntary turnover is less than 3%.
Wow.
So our overall turnover is less than 5%. And so to us, that says a lot that people like to stay here and be part of the family and grow their career here.
Okay. So is there a way to tie that to the employer brand efforts that you do, or is that more of an overall company metric?
It's an overall company metric. Again, I think you have to work at that turnover rate from a lot of different angles. But what it really starts with, and on our talent acquisition team, is that we know who we are as a company. We have very strong values when you look at living the Southwest way with a warrior spirit, servant's heart, and fun-loving attitude. And then you hire very tough to those values. And then the crazy thing that you do is that you get out of the way and let people do what they do best. And so those are the things that encompassing focuses on that low turnover. But it all begins with talent acquisition and finding the right candidates.
Yeah, for sure. All right. So if we look at beyond Southwest, what employers out there inspire you? There may or may not be airlines. Could be any industry you like.
Absolutely. I think I've stayed at Southwest so long because we are so committed to being a great corporate citizen in the communities we serve. And so to me, as a person, that appeals to me. Mm-hmm. And when I think about another company that does that, I think of Tom's Shoes.
Yeah.
And I wear them religiously and buy them religiously, if you ask my husband. And so when I saw that question, I knew immediately that is another company that I look towards that really makes a difference.
Absolutely. And they make really comfortable shoes too. So that's a bonus.
Yes, they do.
I've got a couple of pairs. Okay, right. So what's up next for your employer brand efforts at Southwest?
So I think, you know, since we just launched our Phenom People, and you know, we have a fairly new applicant tracking system, and we've launched our Workforce, we're going to continue to do what we have built on and what we've started, and focus on our talent pipeline strategies. So right now, there's not one huge big thing that we're going to launch. We just want to be really good at what we're doing right now, and then we will focus on those other technologies as they come available. Phenom People does have an internal module that we are looking at to ensure that your internal candidate experience is just as good as your external candidate experience.
Right, that makes sense. And what's up next for Southwest? It's the maiden flight to Hawaii.
That's one of the big things that we're very excited about. That's probably, you know, everybody is focused on that right now. And just looking at the staffing out there, everybody has volunteered. All my recruiters have volunteered to go out there for some reason. That's probably our biggest thing right now.
Yeah, great. Well, best of luck with that and all the employer branding. So where can our listeners learn more about the work that you do, and can they connect with yourself on social media, for instance?
Absolutely. They can go to southwest.com and go to the careers page. And that gives a lot of information. We can be followed on Twitter at Southwest Air. And of course, we are on Facebook and also on LinkedIn.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for your time today.
You bet. Thank you so much for letting us join you today.
Okay, there you have it, folks. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast at employerbrandingpodcast.com. And you can also see a write-up of this episode at the very same web page. Finally, here at Link Humans, we help companies understand, define, and measure employer brand. And that typically translates into research, EVP development, lots of that going on, and of course, measurement with the Employer Brand Index. So if you're in the market for any of the above, feel free to get in touch with me direct or head on over to linkhumans.com to learn more about what we do. That is it for this week. Thank you very much for tuning in and look forward to catching up next time. Hey-do!
Our flight attendants will get on the intercom and they will announce, on behalf of the flight crew, we would love to extend a very happy 101st birthday to a gentleman seated near the front of the aircraft. If you happen to see the captain on your way out, watch out for his walker, shake his hand, and wish him another 100 years of working here at Southwest Airlines. Our flight crews love each other, and so they are known to pull pranks on one another and get our customers involved.